Joining us right now is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, good afternoon, and I apologize for being a little tardy today.
Not a problem at all, Mr. Mayor. So the first question I'm going to ask you about, COVID numbers, appears COVID hasn't gone away.
You know, I know it personally because I just had it recently, and it's the second time I've had COVID personally, and I'm vaxxed and I'm boosted and all that stuff, and second time was really, I got really knocked down. I was really hurting. So the numbers are definitely going up. The Board of Health here in the city of Brockton are going around still giving vaccines to people that want them. We're still giving out masks through our BEMA, Brockton Emergency Management, through our Board of Health, but also still working with the hospitals. Now, Brockton Hospital is still offline, but Good Sam is seeing some increase with some cases. Neighborhood Health Center is seeing some cases as well. So, again, I would just caution people to please be safe. And as I say all times here at City Hall, if you're not feeling well, stay home.
Now, Mr. Mayor, I do also have to ask, of course, the holiday season, we're now getting to be in the midst of it. Is that any kind of an increased concern right now?
You know, not as much as in years past, thank goodness. We just actually had a week ago Saturday a wonderful, wonderful holiday parade in Brock, and it was mostly outdoors. Some of the activities were indoors, but I'm not really that concerned. I still have Dr. Rick Herman, medical doctor, who's my consultant, and Dr. Eno Montesir, who heads up Board of Health. So, you know, we're monitoring, we're tracking, we still get the numbers every day, but, you know, compared to years past when we spoke, Dan, it's night and day, thank God, and, you know, we're going to continue to make sure we have a healthy, safe City of Champions.
Now, you mentioned Brockton Hospital, so I'm going to ask, what's the latest on that?
Well, tonight I'm actually going to be seeing everybody at the Brockton Hospital because the Ring of Champions event that they have every year is at Lombardo's restaurant over in Randolph, and they're actually going to be honoring all the dedicated men and women that work at the Brockton Hospital Signature Healthcare. And specifically, I mean, what they did during COVID, but more importantly, what they actually did the day of that 10-alarm fire. So the hospital itself, Bob Hassey, the CEO, and I talk on a regular basis. The goal is to get it up as operational and as quick as they can, but it's still, you know, it's done in phases. So I drove by there this morning just to kind of check on it on my own, and they're working really diligently over there. So the goal is to get it up and running because it really is a regional hospital.
Another issue I wanted to ask you about, what's the latest with the school budget issue?
So on Tuesday night, this past Tuesday night, we had a school committee meeting. We had a special meeting. We had created an advisory board that interviewed three applicants, three external auditing firms. We had seven members of the school committee, myself as chair, and also three community members, three permanent community members and one alternate. And it was a unanimous vote to select RSM, which is an international audit firm. It does have a presence in an office in Boston, in Charlestown. So RSM was ratified. The vote was ratified Tuesday night. So they will be engaged. They will be hired by the schools to do an internal audit, financial audit, and you know, they've had some clients, including the Federal Bureau of Investigation. So they're a really well-known international firm. They do a lot with municipalities and schools, and so again, that's the latest in terms of the external audit firm.
Now, speaking of the schools, a local middle school got a visit from a Patriot player.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. The Ashfield Elementary School received it. The Army-Navy game is going to be over at Gillette Stadium. And so Joe Cardona, who was a graduate of Annapolis, who's the long snapper for New England Patriots, a proud Navy guy, he showed up. And, you know, listen, any professional athlete that comes to meet the boys and girls in the city of Brock, and I applaud them. And again, it was just a wonderful day, and it was a surprise visit. I wasn't even aware. I didn't go over there. I didn't know about it, but I'm just so excited that Mr. Kraft and the New England Patriots are always so supportive of Brockton Public Schools. Going back to when Danny Amendola played for the Patriots, he'd come and read books, and you know, it's really great to really cheer up the boys and girls in the city of Brockton.
And you're also going to be holding a flag raising tomorrow, I believe.
Tomorrow we are, actually, yeah, Portugal flag raising, 3:30 outside at City Hall to honor our wonderful residents and business owners with Portuguese ancestry or have immigrated from Portugal. It's to commemorate Portugal's Independence Day. And as I always say, Dan, it's about including all that make up the city of Brockton. So we've done a lot of flag raising since I've been mayor. I'm proud to do it. We want to really showcase the diversity and what makes Brockton so special. So again, tomorrow, you don't have to live in the city of Brockton to join us. It's at 3:30 tomorrow outside of City Hall. which is 45 School Street downtown.
Now, you're also holding a toy drive.
Yeah, you know, since I've become mayor, I've always wanted to do during the holiday season, you know, a toy drive, and we've done it. We've done it every year. We've got great donations of toys. Last year, the UPS, the Teamsters donated a ton of toys. And also Muscle Movement has always donated a ton of toys, but also just residents that come off. So we've already started. We have a box outside in the mayor's office. It's already filled. And we've already been told by UPS, that the Teamsters, that they're going to be donating again on December 12th. And Muscle Movement will be doing it as well. But if anybody listening is interested, it has to be a new toy. It can't be wrapped. And again, it's for you know, infants all the way up to children, so and teenagers. So again, it's going on, and we have Hanukkah coming up. It's early this year. We have Christmas coming up. We have Kwanzaa. So it really is a holiday season.
And also, I wanted to mention that you also have the city launched has a new recycling app.
We do. We have a new recycling app. I want to thank Pat Hill. He's our DPW. Commissioner and our IT folks, Ted Medeiros is the chair over there. You know, one thing that we did start when I became mayor is the Christmas lights. When you blow a light, a lot of people take those and just, you know, the Christmas tree lights and throw them in the rubbish. We're not doing that. We're recycling those as well right now. They should not be discarded in your regular rubbish, your weekly rubbish. So, again, feel free to go on the city's website. Feel free to go on the DPW site as well on the department, and you'll see all the information. But you know, we're taking a little modern technology and just educating, informing, and really making it customer friendly.
All right, Mr. Mayor. Well, I think we're going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thanks again, Dan, and congratulations on your recent award. Well done.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Do appreciate that. That's Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan.